Hey everyone, welcome back to Vikings training camp. We are joined by quarterback Sam Bradford in the Vikings' last training camp in Mankato. It's your first training camp in Mankato. What do you think of it?
You know, it's really cool. Honestly, it's the first time that I've ever gone away for a training camp. And, you know, just the fact that we're in dorms, you know, we bike around everywhere. You know, it just seems like we spend a lot of time together as a team where, you know, when you spend, you know, training camp at home or at the hotel, you know, it just doesn't seem like we're around each other as much as we are now. And it's been a really cool bonding experience, you know, and then the fans, you know, just having the fans that walk through, you know, obviously it makes it a little more exciting to come out at 10:30 and walk through when, you know, there's a couple thousand people here to watch us walk through. And then practice, you know, it's the same thing. You know, you get a little more amped up to come out here and go to work when you see our fans.
You're the quarterback and you're super important, but you're riding a bike around here like everyone else. Yeah. I mean, when's the last time you rode a bike this much?
This much, a long time. You know, I think I actually rode bikes one time on vacation this summer. Other than that, I could probably count on one hand the number of times I've, you know, rode a bike in the past 10 years.
It seems hard to believe after last season that you and the receivers and tight ends could be on any better, have any better of a connection with how efficient you guys were. But I bet you feel you are a little bit better connected having gone through a full off season and now camp.
Yeah, I just feel like the communication is so much better between all of us. You know, last year, obviously, we did some things well. You know, we developed a chemistry pretty quick. But, you know, I think this year, just our communication in the huddle at the line of scrimmage between plays, you know, what we're seeing, you know, there's constant feedback, you know, between the skill guys and myself, you know, and it really helps me, you know, with the freedom that Pat's given me, you know, to be able to come to the line and check to a play, you know, knowing that we're all on the same page and they understand why we're getting to certain plays and why we're checking to things. You know, I think we've really grown a lot in that area.
What's it like when you're under center or out of the gun and you're looking and it's Barr, Kendricks, B-Rob, Hunter, Griffin?
You know, it's pretty impressive. You know, obviously, you know, I think it's a great challenge for us to go against our defense every day. You know, I think they definitely make us better, and, you know, hopefully we're making them better right now. But, you know, we've got one of the best defenses in the league, and, you know, I think for us to come out here and compete with them every day, we've got to bring it, you know, and really elevate our games. And, you know, it's fun going against those guys every day, you know, kind of going back and forth with them. And, you know, like I said, I think we're making each other better.
Body clock tell you it's time for a preseason game?
Yeah, you know, I think we're hitting that point. You know, I don't know. We've been here 10 or 11 days now against, you know, the same defense, the same team. You know, I think we're all ready for a little bit of a change up, so it'll be nice to get into next week and, you know, get ready for Buffalo.
All right, man. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Stay tuned for more coverage of Vikings training camp from Mankato.